Since co-founding Roxy Music in the 70s, Brian Ferry has sung a lot of original songs and covers. On a 1973 album of covers, he interpreted a diverse range of songs, including the romantic old pop ballad These Foolish Things, Smokey Robinson's The Tracks of My Tears, Leslie Gore's It's My Party, and Dylan's A Hard Rain's Gonna Fall. Now Ferry's done an entire album of Dylan covers called Dylan-esque. Reviewing the album in the Chicago Tribune, Greg Kot wrote, "Ferry isn't just a great singer, but a terrific listener and thinker. His smoothness masks a subversive streak that is essential to great interpretive singing. It's disconcerting to hear the surrealism of Just Like Tom Thumb's Blues played as pop, and stunning to hear the biliousness of Positively Fourth Street channeled into bittersweet regret." Let's start with the opening track of Dylan-esque, Just Like Tom Thumb's Blues, which Dylan recorded in 1965 on Highway 61 Revisited.
When you're lost in the rain in Juarez, and it's Easter time too, and your gravity fails and negativity don't pull you through, don't put on any airs when you're down on Rue Morgue Avenue. They've got some hungry women there that really make a mess out of you. Now if you see Saint Dan, please tell her thanks a lot. I cannot move, my fingers are all in a knot. I don't have the strength to get up and take another shot. And my best friend, my doctor, won't even tell me what I got.
That's Brian Ferry from his new CD, Dylan-esque. Brian Ferry, welcome back to Fresh Air. You first covered Dylan in 1973 on an album of covers that you made, and the song that you chose from Dylan was A Hard Rain's Gonna Fall. Why did you decide to do a whole album of Dylan songs?
Well, I remember at the time when I was looking for a song for that first solo album, I eventually chose Hard Rain, but there were so many great songs that I was looking at, and I thought, well, you know, one day I must do a whole album of these.
What was your process of figuring out which songs to do?
Well, just songs that reached out to me, really. I mean, songs I had a feeling for. Songs, really, where I loved the lyric. And you know, I love Dylan's lyrics, especially these early songs that he wrote, where there's such a kind of strong imagination, there's a strong poetic facility. I think he brought a real kind of, for the first time, a real sense of poetry, I think, to you know, songwriting.
Yeah, some of his lyrics are so elliptical. Like, the words are great. It sounds like great poetry, but who knows what it means? And, like, an example is, like, On Gates of Eden, which you sing. And I, just, like, for anyone who doesn't remember the lyrics, here's one of the more elliptical ones. With a time-rusted compass blade, Aladdin and his lamp sits with utopian hermit monks, side saddle on the golden calf, and on their promises of paradise you will not hear a laugh except inside the gates of Eden.
You read it very well.
Yes, thanks, right. Sorry for butchering that, but
I think it's great, that song, because each verse seems to take you off into a kind of a different place and into a kind of surreal landscape. There's like vignettes, you know, different scenes that he creates very beautifully. And I don't really think that you have to analyze every line for it to kind of make sense, but it does kind of put over a very strong kind of sense of unreality, if you see what I mean.
Well as somebody who loves like pop songs, you know, like one of the songs you recorded was These Foolish Things, you know, a cigarette that bears a lipstick's traces, an airline ticket to romantic places, blah, 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 These Foolish Things remind me of you. I mean, that's such a kind of like beautiful images, but really straightforward. Do you love both that kind of straightforward pop song, but also the really elliptical, dense language of Dylan? Did you love it at the time? Were you initially kind of put off by it?
I was never put off by the words, no. I was put off by the instrumentation to begin with. When Dylan was kind of acoustic, I didn't really show a great deal of interest. I mean, I was very much at that time, when I first saw people, when I was at university, say, wandering around with Dylan albums, as they did, I was very much into Otis Redding and all the kind of Stax musicians and R&B, electric guitars, shiny suits. And I was in a completely different place from where Dylan was at that time, I think. It wasn't really until he started playing with a band and, you know, turned electric, as it were, that I sort of got interested in him. And then I became a great fan and subsequently kind of listened to his earlier albums where he was, you know, just him and a guitar and a harmonica, and discovered what great songs he had there.
You know, one of the things that surprised me about the CD is that what you represent as a singer and songwriter seems so different than what he does. I mean, he's had all these different personas and stuff, but your onstage persona is so different, you know, than his. I mean, you're so associated with kind of being like sophisticated and into high fashion, and, you know, a certain amount of like irony, but also like Tin Pan Alley kind of pop, early rock and roll, and Dylan's associated with a certain kind of like seriousness and mysterious, because you never really know who he is. You basically always know like what the persona is that he's embodying at the moment, but it's hard to know like who is the man behind all those different masks. But you seem to like represent two really different kinds of styles. So I just wonder like if you feel any connection to him, like stylistically and in terms of what he represents in music.
Well, I think, you know, there's an earthiness in Dylan which I like very much, which, surprising, I feel, is there in me also. I mean, we both come from kind of, I suppose, what you'd call blue-collar mining areas. Him in the Midwest of America and me in the Northeast of England. So there's a kind of similarity in background, in a way. I think perhaps in personality there are some similarities in as much as we're both fairly, I imagine, solitary people. I think he keeps his own counsel, and so do I most of the time.
Well, I want to play another song from your CD, Dylan-esque, and this is "Knocking on Heaven's Door," which was featured in the movie Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid. And what I really like about your version of it is first of all just your singing, just the way your voice sounds out on it, and I think you kind of get a certain chill of death the way you sing it. Do you want to say like why you chose this song and what you wanted to bring to it in your version?
It's a bit of a dangerous one, really, because it's been covered by so many people, but then so has "These Foolish Things," you know, or "Smoke Gets in Your Eyes," both, you know, two songs from the 1930s that I've covered as well, and, you know, at significant points in my career. With "Heaven's Door," I thought, well, you know, it's a beautiful song, I think, and I thought, well, the Dylan version that I'd heard was very short. I thought, well, maybe I'll do a nice long version where the band can kind of stretch out. And also, I just wanted to sing it. And, yeah, the words are beautiful. And maybe I was, you know, it is a bit about death. And I've seen it, death. And I thought maybe, you know, your experiences sort of do come out, you know, when you are doing a song.
Well, why don't we hear it? This is "Knocking on Heaven's Door" from Brian Ferry's new CD of Dylan songs called Dylan-esque.
Mama, take this badge off of me. I can't use it anymore. It's getting dark, too dark to see. I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock,
knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Mama put my guns in the ground.
That's Brian Ferry from his new CD, Dylan-esque. It's a whole CD of Dylan songs. Now, your voice has, of course, you know, gotten a little older. And I really like how it's changed. It's changed a little. And it seems, I don't know, you might think I'm crazy, but it seems that there's a kind of emotional connection in some of your singing. I mean, I've always thought of you as having a certain amount of like distance or irony or kind of like existential distance, you know, when you sing. But there's this like emotional connection in your singing now.
Uh-huh, that's interesting. Well, I'm much more comfortable about singing now, both live and on record, than I used to be. And one of the great things about doing this album was that I was singing live with the band, which, you know, on a lot of my albums I haven't done that because maybe the song hasn't been finished when we recorded it, the music part of it. And I say, oh, I'll go and write the lyric and come back and sing it later. And so in that sense, it sometimes can be a bit more considered, say, you know. The great thing about doing this Dylan album and other albums where I've kind of been, you know, singing other people's songs, that the song is complete and I just go in there and sing. I like lead from the front at the microphone instead of being in the control room behind the desk, you know. So it's great to be able to be out there leading from the front, as it were.
My guest is Brian Ferry. His new album of Dylan covers is called Dylan-esque. We'll talk more after a break. This is Fresh Air. My guest is Brian Ferry. He got his start in the 70s as the lead singer of Roxy Music. His new CD is an album of Dylan covers called Dylan-esque. Well, let's listen to another song from Dylan-esque. And I thought this time we could hear To Make You Feel My Love, which is a more recent song than what we've been listening to. This one's from 1997, from his Time Out of Mind album. Tell us why you chose this one.
I thought, something different here. I thought it was, you know, very different from the other songs. It was much simpler. It seemed to be a rather bleak kind of a song of experience rather than innocence. And it just appealed to me. I thought, it's very beautiful, very stark, and kind of sad. There's a real kind of yearning or sense of loss, with a sort of feeling that I felt from the early blues singers that I loved, you know.
Well, here's Brian Ferry from his new CD, Dylan-esque.
When the rain is blowing in your face and the whole world is on your case, I could offer you a warm embrace to make you feel my love. When evening shadows and the stars appear and there is no one out to dry your tears, I could hold you for a million years to make you feel my love. I know you haven't made your mind up yet, but I would never do you wrong. I've known it from the moment that we met. No doubt in my mind where you belong. I would go hungry, I'd go black and blue.
That's Brian Ferry from his new CD, Dylan-esque. Let's talk about what else is happening with you musically. Roxy Music reunited for a tour, and you have a CD that's coming out. Is it next year?
It could be next year or the year after. Mm-hmm. Not really sure, really. It's one of those projects that will probably take a long time because we have other things that we will do. And it's good, you know, because there's a chemistry there, you know, there's a history there. And it's good. Brian Eno came and played with us, although he's not a, say, a full part of the band anymore, but it was great to have him come and do something as well. He also did an appearance on this Dylan-esque album as well. He came and played on If Not For You, which ironically is the, I guess, the least Eno song, you'd imagine. It's the most pop song, I suppose, out of the set that I chose. And it's great to do something with him again.
Well, why don't we hear If Not For You, which Eno is featured on. What's Eno doing on it?
He didn't do a great deal on it, but sometimes he kind of takes a feed from an instrument and kind of distorts it a bit or fiddles around with it and changes the sound. You know, he did that a lot in Roxy Music with, you know, guitar sounds and saxophone, whatever. So usually it was kind of lead instruments, but nowadays he quite often does it in a more subtle way with the background instruments. So this time he did it on the drum tracks, and it's a very interesting little sound there.
Let's hear it.
If not for you, babe, I couldn't find the door. I couldn't even see the floor right beside the blue. If not for you, if not for you, babe, I'd lie awake all night waiting for the morning light to shine through. If not for you, if not for you, my sky would fall.
That's Brian Ferry from his new CD, Dylan-esque. Well, I want to close with another song from Dylan-esque, and I thought we'd close with one of the really famous ones, Positively 4th Street. When Dylan sang this, when he first recorded it, it seemed to be a song, you know, a kind of angry song about all the hypocritical people out there and all the hypocritical friends. Not so much anger when you sing it.
No, I see it as a kind of more of a song of lost love, really. And I think it's nice to bring something new to a song, a different kind of sense to it. And that's the way I read it.
Thank you so much for talking with
us. Thank you very much, and cheers. Bye.
Brian Ferry's new album of Dylan covers is called Dylan-esque.